Hello and welcome to SNC's Critical Insights.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Baxter, and I serve as of counsel at Sullivan & Cromwell. Today, we're going to be talking about the actions taken by the Federal Reserve during the last 2 weeks to address the economic effects of the coronavirus crises. Before talking about the economic effects, let me say that I hope everyone is healthy and safe during this crisis period. Now, what we'll be talking about is the full range of tools that have been used by the Federal Reserve to deal with the economic effects of the coronavirus crisis. And the way I look at the Federal Reserve's actions, they fall into two basic categories. First, there's the actions taken by the Fed using its monetary powers. Second, there's the actions taken by the Federal Reserve using its lending powers. And I think it's helpful in understanding all of the actions the Fed has taken to think about them in those two broad categories, monetary powers on the one hand and lending powers on the other. So let's start with the monetary powers. As most of our listeners understand, the way the Federal Reserve controls the money supply in the United States is through actions it takes in the open market. And if the Fed decides to buy assets in the open market, it expands the money supply. Similarly, if the Fed decides to sell assets in the open market, it constricts the money supply. And either of those actions influences the price of credit. The first thing that the Fed has decided to do to combat the coronavirus crisis is to increase the money supply, and it does so by buying assets. And the Fed has gone out of its way to indicate that it will do whatever it takes to assure the economic effects of the coronavirus crisis are mitigated by its monetary actions. So, for example, one of the things that the Fed recently announced is that it's going to purchase agency commercial mortgage-backed securities, something that it hasn't done in the past. So to acquire that additional asset class in an effort to assure there's an adequate supply of money during the crisis when small businesses and mid-sized businesses and others need it the most. So that's one part of how the Federal Reserve has used its monetary powers. Another part relates to what are called swaps that the Federal Reserve does with central banks in certain jurisdictions outside the United States. And what a swap is essentially an agreement between two central banks that the Federal Reserve will provide dollars and in return, a foreign central bank will provide foreign currency. In the case of the Bank of England, that would be sterling. In the case of the European Central Bank, it would be euro. And the reason the Federal Reserve does that in a coordinated manner with foreign central banks is to make sure there's an adequate supply of dollars outside the United States for use by market participants. Listeners will understand that the dollar is the principal international medium of exchange, and there can be dollar liquidity problems outside the United States that are addressed by this particular monetary action. So those are examples of the Fed using its monetary powers. Let's talk next about some of the things the Fed has done using its lending powers to address the coronavirus crisis. Over the course of the last 2 weeks, the Federal Reserve has announced 7 different lending programs designed to address specific problems arising as a result of the coronavirus crisis. Let's review briefly each of those 7 programs. The first is a program that the Fed used during the last crisis, the crisis we experienced between 2007 and 2009. And one of the programs that the Fed used at that point in time was something called the Primary Dealer Credit Facility, or PDCF. The Fed used the PDCF to provide liquidity to primary dealers so that the primary dealers could have sufficient resources to address market functioning problems in two specific markets, the government securities market and the agency mortgage-backed securities market. So what the Fed does at the PDCF is it now provides lending services to these primary dealers so that they will have dollar proceeds to use in connection with those specific markets. So that's the PDCF, and that's addressed to the Fed's primary dealers and provides liquidity to those primary dealers for their use. Another program announced by the Federal Reserve, and this is a program that is closely analogous to another program during the last crisis, is the Money Market Mutual Fund Lending Facility. And what the Money Market Mutual Lending Facility program is directed at, it's directed to alleviate liquidity problems that might result from money market mutual funds that are dealing with situations where their participants are liquidating some of the assets that they had with those funds. The way the Money Market Mutual Fund Liquidity Facility works is it depends on loans from the Federal Reserve, and those loans will be used to help the money market mutual funds deal with their liquidity problems. The banks are the intermediaries between the Fed on the one hand and the money market mutual fund on the other. The important thing to remember is that this lending program of the Fed is addressed to another market functioning problem, this one arising with respect to money market mutual funds. So that's the second. The third of the seven new programs that the Federal Reserve announced is the Commercial Paper Funding Facility. And again, this is another program that the Federal Reserve used during the last crisis. And as the name of the program implies, this is addressed at liquidity problems in the commercial paper market. Now, what type of liquidity problems arise in the commercial paper market? If you're a large corporation and you've been financing yourself by selling your commercial paper, and your commercial paper is coming due at this particular period during the coronavirus crisis, you might have an issue as to rolling over that commercial paper and getting it purchased by someone else at this sensitive period in our history. What the Commercial Paper Funding Facility enables is that you have another alternative source to go to sell your investment grade paper. And that alternative source would be the Federal Reserve and through a facility of the Federal Reserve. So the third of these lending programs is again directed at a specific market segment, and that is commercial paper. And it's designed to address market functioning within that particular segment. So that's the third of the new lending programs. The fourth new lending program is called the Primary Market Corporate Credit Facility. And this is a program that the Federal Reserve has not run before. It's a new program. And it's intended to enable those institutions who finance themselves through the sale of bonds or by borrowing to look for an alternative source to sell their bonds at original issue, and that is the Federal Reserve rather than some other market participant. And again, it's enabling the financing of a particular industry, corporations who have investment grade bonds, in the event that they cannot find another alternative counterparty to acquire their bonds. So again, a brand new program being initiated by the Federal Reserve and enabling investment grade issuers to sell their bonds to the Fed directly and finance their operations in this manner, which was not available before. Similar to this particular program that's new is a fifth program that the Federal Reserve announced, and this is called the Secondary Market Corporate Credit Facility. As the name implies, the Secondary Market Corporate Credit Facility also addresses those corporate issuers who are relying on secondary markets to sell their bonds. And instead of the Federal Reserve acquiring those bonds directly from the issuer, with this particular program, the Federal Reserve will acquire those bonds through a vehicle in the secondary market. And again, this is intended to address some of the special liquidity problems that the Federal Reserve has observed arising out of the coronavirus crisis. Like the primary market corporate credit facility, the secondary market corporate credit facility is an innovation by the Federal Reserve. We haven't seen either of these programs in the past. They're new and have been developed by the Fed to address some of the economic effects of the coronavirus crisis. So that's the fifth of the seven programs that the Federal Reserve has announced. Let me talk about the sixth of those programs, and this is the Main Street Lending Program. The Main Street Lending Program was announced just this week by the Federal Reserve, and Main Street will be intended and will work to provide liquidity to small businesses and mid-sized businesses that have been adversely affected by the coronavirus crisis. So what kind of businesses might be participants in the Main Street Lending Program? Well, you can envision the kinds of businesses that are having exceptional problems as a result of being closed. Those businesses are also in need for liquidity. And at least at this stage in time, the promise for those businesses is to go to the Fed and arrange either directly or indirectly for some kind of financial loan that will enable them to continue to function until the coronavirus has passed us. So this is another one of the new programs that the Federal Reserve has announced and has not yet implemented. It is designed specifically for a segment of the markets that has been most perhaps adversely affected by the coronavirus crisis. So that's the sixth of the lending programs. The seventh and the final lending program that I'll mention during the course of this podcast is, again, a resurrection of a program that was done during the last crisis. This is called the Term Asset-Backed Securities Lending Facility, and it's designed to stimulate securitizations in certain asset classes. And specifically, it's directed at things like student lending and equipment lending and auto loans and leases. And the way it works is it lends so that securitizations can be done with respect to those particular credit exposures that are covered by this facility, which is known by the acronym TALF. And if you think about the purpose of this facility, you can think about it as the Fed encouraging the securitization of these credit receivables and encouraging that securitization so that it can stimulate activity in these particular areas. Now, the Fed is in the process of standing up this TALF program. It is at the present time a replica of the program that was done in 2008 and 2009. And as this podcast is being made, I know the Federal Reserve is considering perhaps the expansion to include credit exposures other than those that were included in the original TALF program and the one that was announced during Monday of this week. So those are the seven lending programs that the Federal Reserve has announced and is in the process of implementing. let's put these two together in some concluding words. So we've been talking about the Federal Reserve's use of its monetary powers and its lending powers to address the coronavirus crisis. The coupling together of the monetary and lending powers enable the Fed to do whatever it takes to deal with these economic effects. And you can think of it as the monetary powers essentially providing a money supply that's going to benefit all of us. So the rising tide raises all the boats, and that's the effect of the Fed's use of monetary powers. And think of the lending powers and the seven programs that I briefly described as being very specifically and narrowly tailored to specific segments of our markets that are perhaps most adversely affected by the crisis. So unlike the monetary powers, which are raising all the boats, the lending powers are directed at specific boats that are having problems in turbulent seas. The use of them together will help us all as we cope with the economic effects of the coronavirus crisis. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to S&C Critical Insights. For more information about our practice, please visit us on the web at www.solcrom.com.